In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Here is a riddle worthy of the Sphinx. I await something that has already happened, but has yet to occur. What am I? Any guesses? Oh, you unenlightened masses. What am I? A Christian in the season of Advent awaiting the coming of Christ. It's already happened. Jesus was born into the world 2,000 years ago, and it has yet to occur. We await the second coming of Christ. Preparing ourselves for his arrival is what Advent season is all about. Theologically speaking, time folds in on itself. We anticipate Christ incarnating as the baby Jesus this coming December 25th, a birth that actually happened over 2,000 years ago. We prepare our hearts for the Son of Man's coming at some point in the future, while we also believe he came to us centuries ago, and also at our baptism. As Christians, we live in this time of already and not yet, in assurance and anticipation of God's presence among us. A number of years ago, a video came out online that I will call the Rapture Prank. A bunch of college-aged men and women, possibly at a Christian university, are hanging out at tables in a coffee shop when a young woman walks in, the intended target of the prank. She is a big fan of the Left Behind book series about the rapture of the righteous who are suddenly disappeared into heaven while everyone else is left behind to live through the end times of Antichrist and wars. The book series takes its inspiration directly from today's gospel reading. Two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. So the young woman walks into the coffee shop and everyone there is in on the joke. She gets a call from a friend, also in on it, and has to go outside to talk. As soon as she's out the door, two-thirds of the people in the cafe spring up, take off an outer layer of clothes and arrange it on their seats so that it looks like they've disappeared completely, leaving only their garments behind. Then they go and hide in another room to watch what happens on camera. Meanwhile, the other third of the customers remain wandering around in a daze, pretending not to know what just happened. So the young woman returns from her phone call outside, looks around at all the empty piles of clothing and the people gone, and asks, "What's going on? You guys, what happened?" The others look at her in confusion and say, I don't know. One second everyone was here and suddenly they just disappeared. The woman starts to freak out. "Oh my God, you guys, were they raptured? Oh my God, we're left behind." And she starts crying and falls to her knees in despair. Only then do the others come out of hiding and surround her, laughing and saying, "You're on camera. This was a prank." And the woman looks around at them and she starts laughing as well. "Oh, you guys," she cries, a little too easily for my suspicions. "I mean, you just found out your afterlife is ruined. Then you learn it's all a prank and you just start giggling? If that were me who was pranked, there would be blood." So if you watch this video on YouTube today, it's worth looking at the comments section below it. People have a field day with how hilariously bad the acting is. One guy quips, "Gotta give her credit. She never even puts down her latte." That is one dedicated coffee drinker. But sprinkled in with all the joking comments are a few serious ones. "It won't be funny when the real rapture happens," one man named Jedediah cautions. A woman writes, "How hilarious is this lame fact? My mom cried watching this. She showed it to me and I laughed at the incompetence." Whether this prank was real or scripted, the fact is that end times, as a way of making sense of our world, is really out there among people. It's also in today's scriptures. From today's epistle to the Romans, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is gone. The day is near. And from Matthew's gospel, but about that day and hour no one knows. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know what day your Lord is coming. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. That very passage from Matthew opens the 1972 religious movie, A Thief in the Night. A film so bad, it's entertaining. William, my husband, told me about it, and he said his evangelical youth group was taken to see it at the theaters when it came out. It scared the bejesus out of them. We found it online a few years ago and started watching, thinking that we'd check out a little snippet and have a good laugh. But we wound up watching the whole thing. It was strangely riveting. It's a mashup of a young people dating and flirting film with a religious cautionary tale about the rapture movie with a horror movie. All with early 70s outfits and hairstyles, horrible acting, and a truly breathtaking script. There's a sort of religious encounter group of young people talking about the second coming of Christ and how we must give our hearts to Jesus to be saved. And some of them start dating and going to carnivals, and others go to church and hear the preacher speak of the coming destruction. Then, without any special effects, the good ones simply disappear one day in the blink of an eye. And those left behind find themselves trapped in a society that forces everyone to brand themselves with the sign of the beast in order to get any services or shop at any stores. Our plucky young heroine tries to escape, but, well, you can find it online and see for yourself. A Thief in the Night from 1972, filmed on location in Iowa, we are told in the credits. The comments section below this movie on YouTube are very different from the rapture prank posts. They are completely earnest. Saw this movie when I was in college in Iowa in 1974, and now I am 70. Had a major impact on me. Got baptized 2 months later and welcomed the Lord into my life, one man wrote. Another said, I saw this at a church my family attended back in 1980. It freaked me out. And I still think about it today. A lot of people got saved there that night, including me. And a third noted, we're very close to the end. Can't wait to see you, Lord Jesus. But Father Rico, why are you telling us about a bad 1970s movie and a dumb rapture prank? Well, as low budget as these two cultural artifacts may be, they speak directly to a duality that meets us every Advent. The season brings with it this unsettling sense of joy mixed with dread, thrust upon us by our readings and our hymns each year. There's rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. But there's also signs of endings all around us, and lo, he comes with clouds descending, when some shall be deeply wailing as they their true Messiah see. You'll be singing some of these soon. Along with being a time of preparation and anticipation, Advent is a time of unease and uncertainty. To borrow the title of that old Bobby McFerrin song and give it an Advent twist, worry, be happy. Because we are called this Advent season to take things seriously. It is a time to stop and reflect on your relationship with God. So do not take that relationship nor this season for granted. The timing, of course, could be better. We are asked to slow down during what is probably the busiest time of the year, with parties and shopping and decorating going on, with excitement in the air. But that's all the more reason to ground ourselves in Christ. Now, I do not believe we are called to be scared out of our wits. But today's readings do mean to jolt us into focus and intention for an inner journey and pilgrimage through Advent. Jesus warns us in our gospel reading not to be blasé like the neighbors of Noah who carried on eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, decorating as if nothing was going to change their world. And in the midst of their revelry, their parties and shopping, the flood came and swept them all away, and they had no idea that it was coming. Keep awake. At first glance, this text is actually pretty scary. It doesn't sound like good news at all. But Jesus is urging us to take the hint and build an ark in our heart that will protect us when the winds begin to buffet and the rains start to fall. To focus our intentions on the coming of the Son of Man, though we know not when that time will be. And so I invite you, therefore, to a season of awareness. How might you go about those activities that bring you joy in December and bring Jesus along with you? Can you make a project out of these next 4 weeks, an intention that will help you hold life close and dear, though these days be dark and riddled with death as they have been? Can you remain thankful and hopeful anyway? That is my wish for you this Advent season. As the old song goes, forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. May God bless you this Advent season with an attentive faith and a readiness to meet him when he comes with open arms. Amen.